All right, welcome back to MythBusters. We're up to number 138. We'll discuss two different related, but two different points. We'll make two different videos. One is throwing bread in general. Is one allowed to throw bread? And one is throwing bread out. Can we throw our bread out? How can we throw our bread out? Okay, they're related in the sense that they both relate to the kavod that we must show bread. Okay, so what's the deal with throwing bread? Is one allowed to throw bread? You're making hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, and some people at the other end of the table, and rather than passing it, you throw it to them to catch. Is that permissible? You're handing out bagels at a Rosh Chodesh breakfast, and you start throwing some bagels to people who are not right next to you. Is that allowed? So that's a question. So the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph says that, strictly speaking, throwing food is not inherently usur. He says there used to be a minhag that they would throw nuts and raisins and such things at the chasanim. We throw candies at the chasanim, at the bar mitzvah boys. And that's not usur. It's not usur to throw food. He says there are two conditions that can make it usur. Number one, if the food is a food that can become disgusting if you throw it. So let's just take an easy example like eggs, right? Like you take eggs out of the container and you start throwing eggs, that can become very disgusting pretty easily if they start cracking and the yolk gets all over the place. So that for sure would be usur to throw. And any other food that, you know, it could splatter or whatnot, you certainly would not be allowed to throw that, says the Mechaber. But again, like almonds and raisins and acorns, almonds and raisins and pistachios, nuts that you used to throw the chasan in, that wouldn't become disgusting, so it would be okay. So that's the first condition. It can't become disgusting. The second condition is that it can't be bread. The Mechaber says, Ve'ein zarken hapas mishum bizayon, that we never throw bread, even though bread wouldn't be disgusting if we throw it. Still, we don't throw it. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because there's a certain chashivas, there's a certain kavod that we treat the bread with, and it's a zilzul, it'll be disgrace to the basis of our sustenance, and therefore we never throw bread. So that is the halacha, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, that there are some achronim, such as the Levush and others, who think that the distinction should purely be based on whether it will be disgusting or not, and therefore bread, which wouldn't become disgusting if you throw it, would be permissible to throw, but the majority accepted opinion seems to be that we never throw bread or food that would become disgusting. If a food is not bread and it wouldn't become disgusting if you throw it like candy, so then there's no isser in doing so. I still don't know that it's a great idea, but if there's a minhag like for the chasan, then it would not be usser to do so. Okay, part two will discuss throwing bread out, disposing of it in the garbage.